Florida officials' warnings to people living around Tampa and the West Coast is simple. Get out now. The storm is still days away, but Hillsborough County Administrator Bonnie Wise explains the need for citizens to prepare and leave soon.
We expect to have to evacuate over 300,000 people, and it will take some time, which is why we are starting today.
A Category 4 hurricane packs 130 to 156 mile-an-hour winds. It causes catastrophic damage. It would be more powerful than Irma when it came ashore. If Ian does come ashore just north of Tampa, the biggest storm surge will be in Tampa Bay. Hillsborough County Emergency Management Director Tim Dudley.
We expect to experience a significant storm surge, some estimates up to 15 feet.
In other words, it'd be just a little bit bigger than the storm surge created by Hurricane Sandy when it hit here. And people are following the warnings, as this man discovered when he tried to buy supplies to get ready to leave.
Well, I walked in Costco's and I seen the line. As I'm walking in, the guy's like, we're out of water. He's telling everybody we're out of water already. As you're walking in, I try to stop at Racetrack to get gas, and there was yellow things over the gas nozzle. So I'm like, I guess it's out of gas already.
Joe Avalar, WCBS News Radio 880.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.